How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside right here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you fine people. Some people say I have a way with words. That's why you come here. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the White Tupac of screenwriting, even the King of the Bean, a.k.a. Boston, my town, my city, title town. But most importantly, people call me, people say that I am the man who is always, always, always on his grown man shit. I coined that phrase. Check out tblog.com, you'll know. Thank you for tuning in yet again for the 100th time, or for your first time, but for me, my 100th time. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is September 4th, 2019. Welcome to the T Podcast. Welcome to the 100th T Podcast. Welcome to the almost 1 year anniversary of the T Podcast. 51 weeks in. 1 week from today, 9/11, it'll be 52 weeks. It just so happened that the 1 year anniversary and the 100th episode almost tied into a full year from start to now. I started the podcast on, like I said, September 11, 2018. I didn't want to tie it in, obviously, to the relevance of 9/11, but I knew I was going to launch the podcast. I wanted to have something memorable. I wanted to have something out there recorded, something that would grow and evolve everything I did for T-Blog, tblog.com. I spent 2009 to 2018 on the T-Blog, and I decided it was time to change the game. I felt like everything that I wanted to do on T-Blog, the written blog, the written blueprint, the entertainment blueprint, the bro code, the wood wives, the grown man shit transition, becoming a better man, documenting my crazy childhood, my tough teenage years, my wild 20s into my grown man shit in my 30s, progressing to the age of 40 and beyond till I came here to start a podcast. A podcast where a lot of people already went over, a lot of people started podcasts, you know, around that same time I had the blog going. But for me, I had to write first. I was a writer first. But more importantly, I'm a storyteller more than anything. I tell my stories to friends. I tell my stories to Hollywood. I create stories for Hollywood. I haven't sold any yet, but I'm getting there. And then I decided to talk my way through. I sat back and I said, how can I approach the 100th T podcast? And I went through a whole bunch of things in my head. I went through maybe possibly doing a list. I'm notoriously known for doing milestones on T-Blog. And I pretty much celebrate milestones and traditions and birthdays and holidays in my personal life. So I thought about doing something. There was no way I was going to sit here and do a list of 100 things. 100 things maybe I learned during the podcast. 100 things that I've learned on my 42 years on this planet. I just did my birthday podcast a couple weeks ago. So I didn't want to sit here and go through everything I did in the last calendar year. But what I decided to do for the 100T podcast, recognize it, show everyone, or talk my way through everything I learned about myself, everything about being in a podcast, everything that's happened, where I am now, how I started, where I am now, and where I'm taking the podcast. I was thinking about doing that. My girlfriend also recommended that I should do that. So I'm here talking to all of you. Now, what happened while I started the podcast? Well, like I said, I thought that I took T-Blog, for all of you that came over from tblog.com, T-B-L-A-W-G.com for all you new listeners. And I know we're slowly growing the audience. Obviously, I want to get more listeners as soon as possible. So anyone out there, listeners, fans, people from T-Blog, friends, family, please share the podcast. Please rate it on iTunes. Please share the link on T-Blog.com. Please come to the social feeds, whether it's T-Blog or the T-Podcast. You know where to find me. I give away all that information at the end of every podcast. Share it. Share the podcast. I appreciate that. If you get entertained, and the time that I talk here on my own, 15, 20, 30, an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, or when I'm here with B-Lo, and you like what I'm doing, you like what we're saying, you're being entertained, please share it along. So the evolution, right? So 9 years of writing about my life where I started T-Blog. I'm sure this is going to be repetitive for all those who have heard this before or came over from T-Blog. I was a writer. I was a screenwriter. I'm a storyteller, and people wanted to hear more about my tales. They wanted to capture it, so I sat down. In 2009, December 2009, and I started tblog.com, and I wrote every Monday for 5 years straight. I took about a six-month break, came back at year six, continued with the Mondays, and it was all said and done. I decided to retire at tblog.com at 400 T episodes. 400 volumes, 400 episodes, 400 episodes, 400 documentations of my life, my stories, my evolution, anything you want to listen to, what a man went through in his life, not just a regular man, your everyday man, me, growing up in East Boston, my crazy childhood, my crazy upbringing in that neighborhood, all the lessons learned, all the mistakes made, shaping me into the man I am today that has all these stories to tell. There's a lot of failures, a lot of successes, a lot of entertaining shit that I come here, that I came to the tblog.com to share with all of you. But I had a way of telling stories. Always have, always will. When it's all said and done, people may call me a writer, a screenwriter, an author, a podcaster. For me, all that translates over to one thing, a storyteller. I lived a life that always gave me a story to tell. Stories, and I have a way of telling those stories that entertain people, that make people feel something. I evoke emotion. Whether you laugh, whether you cry, whether you jump in, or whether you want to engage with me, whether you want to take that tale and be like, you know what T just said? You know, somebody that knows me in their personal life, or that knows me as T on the podcast, or knows me as T from T-Blog, you have something. And I want to do that. I started it all to entertain people, then slowly became from lessons learned that I wanted to give people this advice through story, through the written word, a list, three paragraphs, that's the bulk of what I've written up there, that you could have a story, you could have a tale, you could have experiences that maybe are similar or maybe entertained you or anything that a guy or somebody went through in life. That's what I did with T-Blog. And then after I hit the 400, I said, look, I'm also a talker. I think I took T-Blog as far as I could. I had a lot going on in, you know, my personal life, my career, my day job. It was time to transition over. Got a microphone, added some software to the Mac, and I sat down and I was going to start the podcast. I had that date in my head of 9/11/2018. Unfortunately, I had that date in my head in June 2018, and then my mom, at the end of August, went back into the hospital, and I thought for some reason I could get through the podcast. I thought my mother would beat cancer one more time and come out of the hospital, so I continued with the podcast until she got gravely sick and came towards the end. And I just took a break from the podcast. So I always had an idea of where I wanted to go with this. I wanted to obviously talk my way through. I always wanted to go take the information, use T-Blog as a source. Take that and expand upon it. Take those written words, those volumes, those archives, those travel tales, those lessons, and come here and talk my way through it. Sometimes I did that. Most of the times I did not. It was always my intention. I didn't have the momentum. I didn't have the energy. I wasn't T. I was so down. I was so depressed. My mind, my heart was preoccupied. And when I was dealing with that with my mom and then losing her, I wasn't myself for a very long time. And I've talked about that in the podcast. I'm almost getting back to where I used to be. I don't know if I'll fully return to that, but I changed a lot during the life of this podcast because during this time span, like I said, I lost my mom. I went through a state of depression. I also got promoted in my day job. I took on a lot more responsibility. I couldn't date for a while. I wasn't really getting the joy out of the things I liked, like working out, like writing, like watching my Patriots, my Boston teams, like traveling. And then I got back into the dating and, you know, I did it here live on the podcast, right or wrong. I went through that. And then I started to get back to my life a little bit. I got Tigger, Tiger Cat Tigger on his Instagram. I never thought I'd have a cat first. Tigger came into my life and he helped get me through it. My friends, my closest friends and family, some of them really stepped up. I got back into dating. I got back to work. I got back into working out. I started to get back into a routine, a different routine. And at the same time, through some of the dating that I did, I met my girlfriend, who I love very much and who helped shape me a little bit more, who brought a happiness that was definitely missing from my life even before everything that happened over the last year. And I started to find myself anew. It wasn't quite me, but I still wanted to come here and share that with all of you. And again, I had all this intention, all this in mind where I wanted to go. I wanted to sit down and I wanted to interview people, even past girls I dated. I wanted to take the Woodwife girls that I tagged with on early days of T-Blog that I written about, put the pictures on the website or the Instagram when T-Blog was in its prime, when I had a shit ton of followers. I didn't interview anyone. You know, I wanted to have close friends on here and family and interview them. I didn't do that. I just sat here with B-Lo. I didn't have that. And I was just trying to find my way, and now I'm back to it. And obviously, I want to have people on here. I want to have my girlfriend on here. Obviously, B-Lo's coming back. We're going to record tomorrow night, so B-Lo's back from his summer break. And I want to get some friends and family on here, and I also want to take the podcast to a different level. Where it's at now is you got a guy just like T-Blog who's sharing his life. You know, I had every intention to be a little more entertaining in a more comedic way for entertainment purposes, whether I embellished a tale or my approach or did some, you know, voices or went up and down with the Boston accent. I really wanted to coin a niche. I wanted to have my way of telling stories where you would, hear me tell a story into the microphone. But, you know, sitting here for a year, talking into a microphone by myself in my old place, and then coming over here to the Tea Palace, my new place, you're secluded. One thing I've learned about podcasts, and a few things, and I'll get into that in a second, but the main thing I learned, just like writing is a very lonely process. It's just you and your head and your thoughts. I'm very focused. I'm very regimented, but, you know, besides what I had going on the last year or two, year and a half, before that, I knew how to sit down at a computer and say to myself, look, no matter what I had going on today, I was going to sit here and I was going to write a bunch of T-episodes, 2 to 3, or I was going to write about 2 to 3, sometimes 10 script pages. I was going to sit here and write another chapter of the book. I was very disciplined in that way. I would go to work. I'd go to the gym. I would write. Certain nights I would date. I would get my meals in. I would get all my workouts in. I would go see friends and family. And then everything that happened with my mom and coming over to start the podcast, as I sat there with the podcasting, it's me alone. One person, for me, it's one guy, obviously. I'm not multiple people. And I would look at my computer screen, and I would sit by this microphone, and I would talk into it. Of course, Tigger would be around the background. Obviously, I don't want anything playing in the background because you don't want that noise being on the podcast. But podcasting on your own without a guest, without Bilo, obviously, as my co-host, it's a very lonely process, very similar to writing. It's like I got to formulate my thoughts and have a conversation with myself. But in a way that I want you people to know who I am and entertain you and make you come back. I'm not doing this to stroke my ego. I'm thinking that from what people told me, whether it was a regular friend or family or somebody I've dated or an agent or a producer or an actor or an actress, that many people told me I have a way of telling stories, the written word or just speaking it out. But it's a very lonely process, just like writing. And at the time, as much as this was very therapeutic for me to talk my way through, you know, I basically sat here and I talked about my life. I talked about my career. But a big part of the podcast was a guy dealing with the loss of his mother. And that was a big part of the podcast, which obviously I did not plan for. I did not know that was going to happen. I did not know I was going to lose my mother. So for me to be open about my life, it was very difficult. But I mean, you got a guy here to go back and listen. As much as I don't want to say that I did this, but if anybody's ever gone through a loss, the loss of a parent, I shared it all here. I spoke my way through it. On top of dating, on top of getting back into dating after being depressed, if you enter somebody at my age who still hasn't found the one or hadn't found the one, I like to think that I did now, finally, but who at the time, if you hadn't found the one, if you're coming out of a divorce or a serious relationship, someone who shared his life on dating apps and getting out there and talking through with one of his closest friends, for me, it was Bilo, the co-host. So I think I share that, and I think people out there are very confused. I don't know how to date. They don't know what to do with apps. They don't know how to find someone. Of course, I share that, did it from, you know, a comedic stance with Bilo, but I think I gave people that. I gave people how to deal with the loss of a parent as best as I could. I gave people a way to date at a certain age to get back into it, to embrace technology. I also gave people a point of view of what it's like to get up every day and deal with a routine where people, you know, sometimes struggle. They don't want to get out of bed. They don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to eat healthy. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to do well for themselves in their career. People are very content. And that's perfectly fine. Be content. Be somebody that's laid back and lazy. I'm not saying anything's wrong with being lazy. I envy lazy people sometimes. But I showed people what it's like to get up every day, to want more for yourself, to go on 18 hours a day on a routine, whether that sounded crazy to a lot of you or normal. I showed you what goes on in my head, a structured life of these things that I had to do every day. There's an invisible checklist in my head. I should say visible, actually, because I could see it. There's a calendar in my head. There are things that I had to do to come here, and I showed you what it's like for a man, whether you read T-Blog or not, to be in his early 40s, to get through life successfully as possible, if you want to judge me on that. And I came here and I spoke to it. Some things I did not intend to share here on T-Blog, I mean on the T-Podcast, but I've written about on T-Blog and it just evolved since. I tote the grown man shit because that's who I am now. Grown man shit is a phrase that I came here on and I said on T-Blog and I said it here on the podcast, that when you attain a certain lifestyle, something you build, something that you're proud of, where you know that you don't lose your head, you don't get hot-headed, you don't get passionate, you don't get worked up, you know what to do when there's a breakup, you know what to do in your career, you know what it's like to lose a job or to leave a company, you know what it's like to chase your dreams, and either whether you succeed or you're still in the middle of that process or fail, grown man shit was a mentality, something that I built and embraced, and I wanted to come here and tout that as much as I could. And that's like my motto. You know, I never said I'm better than anyone. I don't care what you do. You shouldn't care what I do. You shouldn't care what the guy next to you does. Doesn't care how big his car is, how big his house is, how beautiful his wife is, how much money he has in his bank account, how many trips he takes a year. Grown man shit is you embracing your life and wanting more for yourself and trying to be a better you than the man you were yesterday. That was grown man shit. I hit that. That was something I wanted to do here in the podcast, and I want to build upon that. And of course, B-Lo. Brought B-Lo in, one of my closest friends. We did a lot together, and we have a lot of rapport. He's quick to call me out on my shit. We have a lot of back and forth. He has a lot to say. He's an intelligent guy. He's a funny guy, and we came in, we bust balls. What did we do? We gave you guys the streak, a Snapchat streak of two guys every morning snapping each other. It's funny. You all like it. You don't know why we do it. Some of you do, and we come in, we talk about it, and we give you an update of two guys just busting each other's balls brutally every morning, and we gave you the streak. Then we gave you Strictly Dickly. Coined it recently. That's two guys who've been through some shit, who've seen life, who have been through life. It's just giving you a take on almost everything as far as relationships go, not just dating and marriage, but through your friends and family. You have two guys' point of view, sometimes very different, talking it through, entertaining you as far as relationships go. You got a man's point of view, two men talking about that in every way possible, and we gave you Strictly Dickly. Then obviously we gave you T and B-Lo Get Topical, where we take something out there, and maybe you heard about it for the first time through the podcast, or you heard about it on social media, and we gave you our opinions. Sports, politics, entertainment, movies, music, anything that we could think of, anything that we saw, anything that we wanted to share with each other, we came here, we come here, and that's what we did. Those three bits will continue. Now, that's the current state. Where I want to go. Like I said, I want to get people on here. I want to entertain people. I want to share you more of my life. 100 T podcasts in. 100, almost 52 weeks, 51 weeks, the next evolution, me finding my way back to the man I used to be, but somewhat new. Now you have T, who is focused, re-energized, a year older, a year wiser. This past year, I know I've aged a lot. I got more gray hairs than I've ever had before. It's showing on my beard. I carry myself a lot differently. I'm actually a lot more level-headed, a lot more focused, a lot more appreciative of the people and things I have in my life. I know what I want now. I found something that I want, a different part of my life that I want to evolve to, that I want to become a better man for. I'm not just becoming a better man for myself now. I want to go somewhere in my life, share as much as I can here, and I want to take you all on that journey with me, but also I want to get back to making you laugh as best as I can, telling stories only the way I can. 100 T podcast, 400 T episodes. That's 500. I pride myself on living a life, like I said earlier, and I'll say it now, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it in the future of the T podcast. I am someone who lives a life that gives me a story or stories to tell. I will come here. I will share them. You will like some. You will laugh at some. You will hate some. You'll love me. You'll like me. You'll hate me, but I will entertain the fucking shit out of you. I live my life my way. Always have. Always will. I live and die by my word. I live and die by my actions. I like to think that I'm a stand-up guy. I don't lie. I can look people in the eye. I can look myself in the eye every day and know that I did as best as I could today for myself, for the people I love, and for the future life that I'm building. By doing that, living my life that way, I get into situations, even at 42, I make some fucking mistakes, but I will give you an entertaining story. I will come here and I will share that. That is the T podcast. I'm not just a Boston guy. I'm not just a Tom Brady mark. I'm not just a guy who comes here to bitch about life. I want to tell you my tales. I want to share that story. I want to go back and forth and B-Lo and entertain the shit out of you. I'm going to have people on here. I'm going to have my girlfriend on here. I'm going to have people that I did have the Woodwife hashtag for eventually. I'm going to have people out there. What is it like to be on social media and have all these falls? What the fuck is an influencer? I like to get local people in Boston. Why am I the only one? I'm not the only one, but on this podcast, touting why Boston is the greatest city in the world. I know there's people out there listening, not from Boston, people who hate Boston, but I want you to feel that. Why I have so much pride in my city. I don't care if you're fucking from Detroit or East Bumfuck, Nebraska. You should have pride in your city, pride in your town. Come here, listen to another guy why he is so proudful of his city, his upbringing, where he comes from. Because I came from nothing. I feel like I'm something now, and I'm building something for a future and where I'm going. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I try to do here. Try to show you that you should love your life. You should love life in general. You should become a better man because that's what we're all here for. I know this past year, one lesson learned, another lesson learned during this podcast, life is fucking short. You think somebody's going to be there. You think someone's going to live forever. You think you're going to live forever. I had to deal with all the health shit on this podcast as well too. Not just from my mom, but the repercussions of that, the side effects of that. I shared that here. I shared about the reflux. I shared about the migraines. I shared about the medication I had to get put on. I came here and I let you know that I'm very human. I can very much be hurt, emotionally, physically, mentally. I am honest enough to share that here. People are all dealing with their shit. Another lesson I've learned over the past year or two, because a lot of people at work, a lot of people in my life, some people who have stepped up and there for me, you just never know what someone's going through. I came here and I vocalized it. I shared what I was going through over the past year, year and a half, 2 years, even though the podcast has only been on here a year, but everything leading up into that. But you just never know sometimes what people are going through at home, people you work with. You never know what people are driving through in their head or commuting to with their headphones on, listening to a song, or why someone all of a sudden becomes quiet when they're in your company. You never know what triggers them. I'm around people now, when I see their moms, I think about my mother. When somebody tells a story, I think about them. I'm around my father, around my sister, around my nieces and my nephew. I constantly think about my mother because she's not there and it's missing. And I catch myself, and I don't want to go down that sad state, but I constantly do that. I also sit here and talk my way through and tell people where I want to become better at this, want to become better at my career. I try to work really hard at everything that I'm doing, and I think by telling that and sharing it here, hopefully it inspires some people out there. Even if it doesn't inspire you, even if I'm not giving you any amount of fucking inspiration, I hope that you are being entertained. I hope you were feeling something. I hope you were learning something, and I hope that you want to come here. But most importantly, not just coming back here, I hope you want to share this podcast or tell people, I love T-Blog. Or maybe you just started up with the podcast and never went back and read T-Blog. Go back. I encourage it all the time. T-Blog was 9 years of my life, 400 T-episodes. So far, the T-Podcast is 1 year in, 51 weeks, almost 1 year, 100 T-Podcast. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to get back to my script treatments. I'm going to pitch back to Hollywood. I'm going to try to get something going outside of there. I want to entertain, but yet I'm still crushing it in my day career. I work very hard. I want to become a better man. I want to make you all laugh. I want you to know where I came from, where I'm at, and where I'm going. That's the T-Podcast, year one, in the books. I will have a podcast up with B-Lo. We're going to record on Wednesday night, tonight when this goes up, for Thursday. And then next week, I'll be back officially starting year two of the T-Podcast. So share it. But in the meantime, not just sharing the podcast, not just subscribing on iTunes, sharing the links we need to do, where to find me beyond T-Blog, the T-Podcast. You can find me, as always, on Instagram. I have two accounts. I get to blow up the T-Podcast. I put links up there to the podcast. I share some memes. I get better at that. I get to follow people back. I get to answer your DMs. I get to answer your comments, your likes. I get to do that. I promise you I'm going to get better. But you can find me on the_T_podcast. Also Instagram, the classic T-Blog, T-B-L-A-W-G, no dash. I share all my Boston stuff, my travel pics, cool sunset pics. You want to see some cool pics? I love photography. I'm not saying I'm the best out there, but I do what I can with an iPhone and I share it on there. No filters, but I do customize my own colors and whatnot on there. So follow me on Instagram. DM me that you listen to the podcast, what you think, what you didn't like. I will respond back. I'm getting better at that. I promise you all I'll interact more with the fans. I also love to have fans in. If you have Zoom accounts, maybe I'll just have you come on and say, you know, kind of like a radio show. Like, T, you're out of your fucking mind. T, you made me piss my pants laughing with a story the other day. I'm going to get better at that. So if you want to be on the podcast and you've been following along T-Blog and the T-Podcast from day one, all my day one motherfuckers out there, I will have you on here. I promise you that. On Twitter, got to get more active on that. I'm not going to lie. Twitter is kind of like something now where I just don't know what to do. Twitter doesn't feel right to me anymore. But I'm still on there. I'll tweet something, mostly sports stuff. I'm a big sports guy if you are just first time listener here. But on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. Facebook, still got a Facebook page. I share stuff on there occasionally. I could be accessed. You can message me on there through Messenger. You could send me a DM. The T-Blog page, I've had that on there. I got to regrow that. I lost some followers way back when I decided to take that break after doing T-Blog for 5 years straight. But it's on there. You can still reach me on there. Most importantly, by email. You could always email me. I will respond eventually. I'm going to get better at that. Send me anything you want to know, anything you liked, anything you want me to talk about here on the podcast. T@T-blog.com. And of course, find me right here on the T-Podcast. 100 T-Podcast in. I can't believe that. On iTunes or T-Blog.com, the place to start it all. 2 times a week by myself. This week, only one. I wanted to give you one, the 100 T-Podcast. I just had a really good Labor Day staycation with my girl, so I took my time to come here. And I'm only doing one this week because it's the 100 T-Podcast. And again, you can find me also with B-Lo. We're going to be doing our thing again. He should be up. The two of us should be up on every Thursday. But that is it. Hans Zimmer has been playing for a little bit. Hans sending me off, even though I didn't have Hans from the beginning. He is my sign-off on the T-Podcast. And he's saying, I guts to go. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Your 100 T-Podcast. Until next time, always take it there.